Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us once more, and probably for the last time until the day of the event, we have Tara Kapp with RM Stout talking about the running of the pink. Tara, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. And before we get talking about running the pink, I just want to commend you, Warren Abrahamson. I saw you yesterday at the Rural Fire Department groundbreaking, and you know what dawned on me? Like, you're everywhere, dude. You are covering the news for the community, and I just think that's fantastic. So I want to say commendation to Warren Abrahamson.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm so glad to do that for you guys and everybody in the community. Yeah.
And you get out in the community, you get outside.
Exactly. Got some sun. Yeah. I mean, before it rained. Yeah, right? Of course. Tara, we're going to be talking about the 12th annual Running of the Pink. This thing has grown beyond measure. Mm-hmm. It is so big today, and we're so excited. It returns again June 1st, and we're going to go over some of those last-minute things that we need to get out there that we need the public to know about. Registrations, early bird is wrapped up,
right?
But we're still expecting registrations, right?
Absolutely. We take registrations right up till the moment of the event. So knowing that, what I do want to put out there, folks, is last year we hit a record 700 registrants, which is just huge and gigantic for us. And the morning of, we actually had about 100 people that came in. Now, we would love to see that again. Don't get me wrong. But if you know that you want to be there and you can register ahead of time, that would be fantastic because it simply just brings down the amount of congestion the morning of. And we certainly want to focus on everyone and make sure that you all get our attention as needed. So if you're able to register ahead of time, we would love for you to do that.
Right.
You can register anytime, really, online, stoutcars.com, Facebook for RM Stout or Running of the Pink. Speaking of which, if you haven't liked the Running of the Pink page yet, we'd love that thumbs up just so you can see everything and keep track of what we're up to. And then next week, for everyone who is already registered, we already have over 300 people, okay, which
wow.
is woohoo!
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're super humbled by that. But if you have already registered, then next week is a great time for you to stop up anytime during business hours to pick up your packets.
Right.
And by the packets, I mean you get your swag bag and you get your t-shirt, okay?
Yep.
And then while you're there, if you're interested, if you want to bring a few dollars, we would love to sell you some raffle tickets. Now these, if you buy a raffle ticket, the money all goes to the Running of the Pink, goes to Fighting Breast Cancer with the Regional Medical Center and Women's Way in Jamestown. So your $10 for your ticket, which will net you, if we draw your name the morning of, a really gorgeous pair of cornhole boards.
Uh-huh.
Now, we have two pair, okay? So one ticket can get you a chance at two pair. You can buy more tickets if you would like. So I know most people kind of just run in and get the packets, and I didn't bring my wallet. We get it.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give that heads up to you for that sure. If you want those. And we do have pictures, again, on our Facebook page. So we would love for you to win those. And Newman Outdoor Advertising and Newman Print actually wrapped them this year.
Yeah.
Oh, they are just gorgeous.
I've only heard through the grapevine. I haven't got to see them yet. Okay. Are they on the Facebook page?
People they are. And in fact, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to put them back on there because
there
we need to see them. And they are just gorgeous. And who doesn't
awesome.
Love to just play that fun game throughout the summer?
Yeah.
So we have those available too. But next week is a great time for you to come up and pick up your packets. We'll have that all ready, all fresh and rested from the Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly.
And you can swing up anytime. Keep in mind, I know a lot of people like to send that one person for their business or their family or, hey, can you pick up my packet too? If you want to give us a call maybe and give us a heads up, then we can have those all ready and you don't have to, kind of hang around if you don't have the time.
Right.
So.
Right.
We would love to put those together for you. That's not a problem.
Perfect. So
yeah.
Lots of things to keep in mind before the day gets here, June 1st again. Packet pickup next week. Call is kind of a courtesy.
Yeah.
Allows you to get done in and out as fast as possible.
Right.
Raffle tickets. Keep those in mind as well. All of this money. Again, I want to remind people, it goes to that No Excuses program, and that is so important. That's the whole reason this thing is held.
Absolutely. You know, I was actually chatting with the Kiwanis Club earlier this week, and Katie from the hospital, Katie Ryan Anderson, she was actually there as well. And what I loved about that is she tag teamed with me and we talked about the statistics as to why this event is so important.
Right.
And years ago, the Regional Medical Center brought in their very first North Dakota's first 3D mammography unit, which is huge. Okay. We've talked about that before because it can detect breast cancer at stage zero,
which is so important.
It is. The earlier you find it, the earlier you can get attacking it. So at the time, before they even created the No Excuses program, the medical center went out and they did a lot of research and they found that over 50% of women in this county alone had never had a mammogram.
Still blows my mind.
Doesn't it? Okay. Now here's the best part. We have reduced that. Okay, so now we have found that nearly 70% of women in the county have now had one.
Fantastic.
Right?
Wow.
And so, Katie, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm not going to get the numbers 100% correct. However, she was telling me prior to all of this going on, they had found that there was maybe two handfuls, if not maybe 16, 17 people a year that were getting mammograms.
Wow.
We're well over that 100 plus mark now.
Fantastic. Okay?
So the word is getting out. The importance is getting out. And people are realizing, hey, we know that we need our mammograms. We know that we need our cervical cancer screenings. And guys, don't tune me out. We've talked about this. You can be diagnosed with breast cancer.
Absolutely.
No kidding. It's important for everyone to be hearing this. So if you're listening to me going, well, yeah, I know I need a mammogram, but I can't afford it, or I can't get there, or I am a little concerned. I really need to go talk to someone. I have some apprehension about going into that.
Yep.
Guess what? No excuses means just that. And this money is going toward all of those needs. So it's all staying local. We just hope that you can help in any way, shape, or form.
100%. Tara Kapp again, RM Stout, joining us on Let's Talk. The 12th annual Running the Pink coming up here June 1st. We're getting things squared away. We want people to be prepared and ready to go. And we want people to keep in mind there's going to be a few changes, different route and a different finish line this year. Some doing some things differently this
year. And so, you know, this continues to grow exponentially. And, you know, you plan for it.
Yeah.
You know, but there's certain things that you plan for, and then things go even better than you expect.
Exactly.
So, Lord, thank you, and everyone, thank you. You have been amazing supporters. So this year, we are changing the route. Now, this has been considered for the last few years, but now that the road out to the hospital is fully done, completed, beautiful, right by Menards as well, everything is gorgeous and done, we are ready to do this. So we are starting where we always have, right outside our front doors at RM Stout, between us and our neighbors at Quick Lane, okay? And we're going to walk and run you all the way out to the hospital. Now, 5Kers, you're going to take a little jaunt inside the hospital parking lot, their employee parking lot there on the east side. Turn around and come back. 10Kers, you're going to cruise right on by the hospital. You're going to go to the gravel road there out by Titan Machinery. Take a left. You're going to go south for a little bit. Turn around and come back. So with that, folks, now, as always, we've always run you through kind of the community. We've run you over the highway, which with the more people we get, we're not going to do that anymore.
Right.
And, you know, hats off to the Jamestown Police Department and the Sheriff's Department for always having our back with traffic control. So, you know, we've always appreciated that when you're out on the city streets, you're watching for cars, and pedestrians are watching for everybody else, and motorists, you're watching for them. So.
Yes.
This is the same issue. So we just hope that as you're cruising out there, we've got plenty. We'll have the grass mode in case you want to walk on the boulevard up there, or excuse me, on the curbside. But we do ask, as all of our runners and walkers are there, be cognizant of the fact that we are in a city street, that people might be doing their shopping, you know. And it is the Memorial Day, or after the Memorial Day weekend. People are ready for summer. So let's all coexist. You know that bumper sticker?
Yep.
You know, let's make it happen.
We can do it. Yeah,
okay.
We can do it. So the route, and then when they get to the finish line this year, Tara, a little change as well. Again, with the amount of people you have going on, this change needed to happen.
A little, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so you're going to come straight back the way you came. So there's no oops, taking a wrong turn. It's go out and come back. We will be where we started. We will be waiting there for you. So now over the years, we just continue to see more runners, which is fantastic. So if you're listening going, why are you talking about running? I don't run. Just hush. It's still for you, I promise.
Exactly.
Walkers. We last year with our 700 participants, we had over 500 walkers.
Wow.
So if you just want to take a leisurely walk on a Saturday morning with 500 other people wearing a pink shirt, great.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, if you don't want to wear a pink shirt, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's throw that out there. So it's really for every fitness level, age level. This is a family-friendly event. It is for everyone, I kid you not. So yes, you're going to walk out, you're going to walk back. And as you come back, we actually have some end lines you'll come through. The 10Kers will have a specific area, the 5Kers will have a specific area, and the walkers as well. And if you do plan on walking, folks, we also like to tell you that, you know, try and be a little bit cognizant of the runners coming behind you.
Yes.
Some of these runners do consider this a very competitive event. Obviously, they want to mark their times.
Yep.
And we do give awards for that, too. So top three in the men's and women's category, both 5K and 10K, do get awards. So we hope that you'll kind of make way as they cruise past you. And you know what? I've had walkers say, well, you know, I want to run part of this. Great.
Go right
ahead. Letterbuck.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. You don't, you know, if you want to change from a walker to a runner, we would just do that for you. And the only difference is we'll give you a number then. And then we, you know, obviously you can track your time, and we will track that you ran that. But, you know, if you're a walker and you're like, yeah, I don't really want to do this competitively, but I want to see what I can do. Great. You can run it.
Letterbuck. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not going to stop you. So, yeah. So if you can get registered ahead of time, we would love that, just so we can put your T-shirt aside. We can get your bag ready, and then it'll kind of help reduce congestion the morning of.
Perfect. Yeah. Very good. Tara Kapp again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. getting everything squared away, Running of the Pink, June 1st. It's coming up very soon. Get pre-registered. Help them out. Alleviate the congestion a little bit with 700 plus people. It gets a little wild up there. So we want you to keep that in mind. Tara, you want to mention sponsors too. They help make this possible.
They really do. And let me point out that whether you give us a penny out of your pocket or you're giving us $1,000 out of the archives, every penny makes a difference. And so when it comes to our sponsors, they are donating their money and we are donating right to the cause. So we're not utilizing your money to pay for anything like the t-shirts or the insurance or the marketing. Casey says, nope, I'm gonna do that. So bless you, Casey. We appreciate that. But when it comes to our sponsors, a lot of them, whether they're donating money, donating their time, or donating goods, they make this event obviously happen because you have to have partners. You can't do stuff like this by yourself. Yes. We would love to try, but it's not going to happen. So we want to, first of all, send out a big thank you to Lorene Iverson and the gang who do the We Drive for a Cure. They do the taxi service for the Running of the Green. And if you can imagine the work they go through.
Man.
Yeah, I know, right? Hats off to you guys. You're amazing. And they love that event. They just, it's really a family function for them. Mm-hmm. And then they donate. And this year they're able to give us about $900.
Wow.
And we're like, you guys bust your backsides all day long and you're willing to give us the money you worked for? Wow. Thank you so much. And so to Napa Auto Parts as well. And take some money. Here you go. Letterbuck.
Awesome.
Same with we've got Budweiser Valley Sales and B Mobile, both of the stores in Jamestown. Thank you to the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. We partner with them on a lot of different projects, and they're always up here helping us out. They help us with traffic control. They actually, the last few years, a number of their firefighters have walked the event in their bunker gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
year's no different.
Man.
They're going to rock it out again. We have to thank Anytime Fitness and Track Family Fitness as well. They're always donating memberships to us because, hey, why not? Let's, you know.
You're
let's
out here
get
running.
Ready for
that. Yeah.
Let's get that. And same with IDK Bar and Grill. They always donate the gift certificates that we give out as prizes, which, oh, wow. Hey, thank you, Mike. Oh,
sure.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Cavendish Farms. We need to say thank you to the Replay Channel as well because they always come up and do the Replay Channel event for us. Jamestown Sun helping us get the word out. You guys, obviously helping us get the word out, and our neighbors, your neighbors next door at Mix 93, helping us get the word out. Obviously to US Bank, thank you. University of Jamestown, Edgewood Family Vista, Unison Bank as well, Newman Outdoor Advertising, Newman Print, Dakota Brands, AgriCover, Track Family Fitness, I mentioned them earlier, our Armstead employees. Got to put a little note in there that we're allowed to wear jeans every Friday, but we have to pay, you know,
things.
Give our couple dollars. Yeah. And just about every year, all the employees say we want that money to go to running.
So cool.
And we're talking like $200-$300 that we've, just because.
Awesome.
So we can wear jeans. It's really fun.
And
then Ford Direct even. Now, this is national. Now, we are a Ford brand. Obviously, we carry Ford, among others. But our Ford Direct guys have always said, this is fantastic what you guys do. Here.
Yeah.
Let us help you.
Yeah,
we're
for
going,
sure.
Not going to argue. So there's just so many people D&B Portables, by the way. That's important. Yeah. Thanks for delivering the portable restrooms, gang, because those are so important as well. So just so many people that in one way, shape, or form say, we want to get involved. We know what we can help with here.
Yeah.
And you have to remind them. So the reason it's important to mention these people is not only do we want to get their names out there, but you individuals that are listening, if you go into these businesses, if you run into these people, you know, as with any event, make sure you say, hey, thank you for sponsoring Running of the Pink.
Yes.
Because it makes a huge difference. These are the majority of these, well, almost all of them are all small, locally owned businesses. Okay. And they like to hear that it's appreciated that they're involved. So if you even, you know, every once in a while, if you hop into one of these stores, you run onto the campus or wherever, one of the banks or whatever.
And just say thanks.
Say thanks.
Exactly.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah.
It does. And these businesses, these sponsors, they know what this money is going to going towards, staying local, helping out these cancer patients with these screenings. So it's just that much more important. But we want people to get signed up. June 1st, Running of the Pink. And Tara, one more time, how do they get registered so we can get that out there?
You can find us at stoutcars.com. You can go to our Facebook page, look for RM Stout, or of course, Running of the Pink. You can stop into our dealership. We are located at the junction of I-94, Highway 281 South in Jamestown. If you need me to email you a form, by golly, let me know. You can give me a call. I'll give you my email address. And I do also, I'm holding this cup here. I just wanted to show you. I'm holding this cup from Plantation Coffee Bar. We're really lucky. Every Wednesday, we as employees all buy our own coffee and Plantation brings it to us. And this morning, I have to mention, first of all, they've always been a huge supporter of the run. And they've always donated stuff to us. And this year's no exception. But when I got my chai tea this morning, on it was a little wrap, and it was talking about the upcoming Jamestown Regional Medical Center Cancer Center.
Awesome.
Okay. So saw that, I went, this is exactly why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so just a quick plug for the Regional Medical Center. So the cancer center's here. Now this, it's not an overnight sensation. This has been going on for decades. They've wanted to bring this in, and it takes a lot, let me tell you. And so the ribbon cutting and the grand opening for that is going to be happening not long after the running of the pink.
Yep.
Okay. So this is a big deal. Okay. And when I saw that on my little cup, I went, this is why we're doing this. We are continuing steps forward to fight cancer. And it's important to us. And I know if you're listening, you know someone, if not a dozen people, who have been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. You getting involved, it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we're here to do. We're fighting cancer, and we're doing it with pink shirts and lots of smiles. So.
There you go. That's what we love about it. Running of the Pink, June 1st. Get signed up. Get more information. Be out there. Assist in any way possible. Tara, thank you so much for joining us.
Warren, we'll see you soon.